I'm Jay DeVolio, founder of FrugalCenter.com. Thank you again for tuning into FrugalCenter.com's podcast series. This edition is entitled, What is a Mastermind Alliance and How It Can Help Me? The first time I was introduced to the Mastermind group was when I read Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. In that book, Napoleon Hill defines a Mastermind Alliance as coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. I then heard it extrapolated upon by him in the audio, Your Right to Be Rich. I suggest you listen to that audio set as it is filled with useful information that will help lead you toward and help you achieve your goals. You can get it at your local library or purchase it online. In this podcast, we discuss what it is, how to create it, how to choose your members, topics for discussion, how often to meet, and what it can do for you. Okay, let's start with what it is. A mastermind alliance is just what you think it is, a group of people specifically selected to help the members in the achievement of a goal or goals. It may be that the group is working as a cohesive unit to achieve a common goal, or the members could work to help each other achieve their individual goals. I believe Shakespeare called the type of friend that would be a member of the Mastermind Alliance to be a confidant. It is a person whom you can trust, who helps you, and whom you help better themselves and achieve their goals. Some first thoughts on how to create it. How you create a mastermind is a juxtaposition. It is as simple as finding trustworthy and dedicated people with whom you relate, have the same goals, and who are as smart as or smarter than you. I don't think you can really put an ad in the paper or make a request for members through social media. My experience is that it is a group that builds organically. You can recruit, though. Just think of a presidential cabinet, a successful rock band like the Rolling Stones or Rush, my personal favorite. Or closer to home, think of a study group you form in school. One additional criteria is that everyone must benefit from being a member. You can't be a taker. You must provide mutual benefit to all involved in order for them to feel invested in the goal. How to choose your members? Take your time when developing a mastermind alliance. The members should be fully vetted. Usually a best friend who has similar dreams and desires is a good start, but having a positive mental attitude is a quality that must be present. You don't want a wet blanket to bring you down or bring a negative energy to your project or plans. Funny thing is, you may already be a member of or even a leader of a mastermind alliance and you didn't even know it. I have been a member of a few mastermind alliances over the years. One in particular consisted of a friend who assisted me with a very difficult situation at work. We were successful, and at first, it didn't appear that the benefit was mutual. But much later on, I assisted that person with something very important to him. I have also been a member of a mastermind alliance for the last 20 years. Again, a dynamic duo of sorts. There are no specific plans that are a joint effort. Instead, we help each other with whatever is needed. We help each other with moral, spiritual, career, and financial decisions, among others. There is also another mastermind alliance of which I am a member. It is a trio. This one is what you would consider a more traditional alliance. We have a specific, definite major purpose with a plan. We meet regularly to implement that plan and improve upon it as we see fit. Each member has a stake in the success of the plan. That's the mutual benefit. I am the leader of this alliance, so the members take direction from me on the general scope of the plan, but I am very open to hear and implement their thoughts and suggestions. The definite major purpose of this alliance was the creation and launching of FrugalCenter.com. Okay, on to some topics for discussion. The topics for discussion in a mastermind alliance can range widely from economic to moral to career to whatever you want. How often to meet? There is no specific schedule for meeting with your mastermind alliance. It can be very loose or can be well structured to be once per week or once per month. It all depends on your needs and knowing what it is that you want to accomplish. The important thing to remember is that if there is a definite goal in mind, for us it was the launching of FrugalCenter.com, then a regularly scheduled meeting is important. The members should come prepared with tasks assigned from the previous meeting, and the progress should be measured over time. The plans should be written out, discussed, changed as necessary, and implemented. And the benefit to be received by each should also be discussed. Remember that you can't ask anyone to do anything for you or to forward your cause without providing them an adequate motive. Whether it's financial return or an equity stake in the venture, it must be fair. What can a mastermind do for you? The benefits of the Mastermind Alliance are many and varied. Some can be measured by the financial success brought by proper execution of the plan and all its facets. Other benefits can be measured by the success you feel by improving your job situation or even just how good you feel in general. In summary, you may already be a member of a Mastermind Alliance, and if not, you may want to create one to help you achieve your goals and dreams. But be careful who you choose to reveal your plans. Their goals and dreams should be aligned with yours, and be sure that the green-eyed monster of jealousy never creeps into one of your meetings. A lot has been written on Mastermind Alliances recently, so search the internet for some good articles to give you additional information and ideas on how to create your own Mastermind Alliance for success. That concludes this edition of the FrugalCenter.com podcast series, What is a Mastermind Alliance and How Can It Help Me? Thank you for checking us out.